and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column called I Get One Kid, But Not the Other Kid. Well, this is a dirty parent secret that I'll talk about in some detail with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who's on our show today, and potentially Pastor Drew Sams. You can find my columns all over worldwide or just go to thebrucesalen.com and hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a cool drop-down menu with all kinds of goodies. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are still hovering above 5,000 likes, but I'd like to see it improve from there. And if you would like to stay in the loop and receive my newsletter, go to BruceSalen.com and write on the homepage. You can do that. You will get a weekly newsletter. No spam, no list, no nonsense. Trust me. So today we have two of our regular guests, Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for Therapy Rap. We also have in studio with me the writer and performer of the various custom music we use on this show, my almost 20-year-old son, Arnie Salen. And with Arnie is his friend Noah Klein, the founder and creator of an incredibly successful and brand new website about electronic music called electricsloth.com. More on Noah and Arnie later in the show, and of course you'll hear Arnie's music throughout the show as you always do. So let's do the news that I always do. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Sibling Rivalry. And it is funny. However, the reality of sibling rivalry isn't so funny. As any of you with brothers and sisters know, and any of you with more than one child know. But nonetheless, I made fun in the comic strip, and my wonderful artist, Michael Voog of Voog Designs, yet again drew a beautiful comic strip. We are coming up on our 100th comic strip, and we are thinking of putting out a book about the founding and origin of the comic strip, about how it gets written, drawn, and made and put together, and probably we will print out a book and make it an e-book as well. Tonight, for those listening live here in Santa Barbara at Dad Chat, we are having parent choice, and that means you can talk about whatever you want at Dad Chat, and we're joining forces with College Cash, which is the chat about college for parents that always follows Dad Chat. The founder of College Cash, Jody Oaken, is my friend, and she is actually coming to my house, and we're going to be doing our chat live. Next week's Dad Chat is going to be really fun as we have a hip-hop and rap music expert and father of 10 as our guest. He'll try to explain both how he ended up with 10 kids and what the heck hip-hop and rap music is to me, because I simply don't get it. But that will be next week's Dad Chat on July 18th, and it is not to be missed. Pet Rap is back this Sunday, July 14th, and we're going to be talking about obesity in our pets. It's not just us that suffer and face obesity. A lot of pets do. And Pet Rap is now every Sunday at the new time of 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. East Coast Time. Again, I want to remind you to stay in the loop and get my newsletter. And one more item of news. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called 10 to 10, Salt Lake City to Los Angeles. And it is a 5-minute video of a 10-hour trip that my wife and I drove from Salt Lake City to Los Angeles. And trust me, it's a long drive, and it's much easier to watch the 5-minute vlog called 10 to 10. I think it's time for a dad's point of view life lesson. That is, if Richard is busy playing with his new phone and can actually do it. Do you know where the button is? He does. Okay, here we go.
You got to action to wait the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't I'm Bruce Salen, and this is a dad's point of view. Since you are not perfect, do not expect your friends to be perfect either. My mother taught me this basic lesson, and I kept on forgetting it, as I wanted my friends to be perfect, just like me. Ha! I also saw how my own boys got into spats with their friends over silly and unrealistic expectations of their friends. My mom always said that if you wanted perfect friends, you wouldn't have any. I joke with my boys that I'm perfect, but they know I'm not, and neither are your friends. So maybe, just maybe, you and your kids should cut each other and our friends some slack. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at BruceSalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Perfect friends. You want them? Forget it. Ain't going to happen. My mom always taught me that because I would often, especially when I was younger, get upset over the little things and sometimes ruin a friendship. It's something I've learned over time, which is you don't expect much, you'll be much happier in life. So we are going to cut this first segment a little short so I can spend more time with Arnie Sallon and Noah Klein. So stay tuned for that special segment after these messages. Bruce Sallon, you know the